please.
Item 1028, request of Jimmy Wittenberg to address council regarding control of the city by developers and builders, traffic congestion, and speeding.
Jim Wittenberg from Portland, mainly the last 50 years, but I have been a few years in other cities around the country, about six other ones.
Thank
but
you.
I'd forgotten I'd signed up for this. I am leaving tomorrow at 8:20 on the Amtrak, and I'll not see you folks again, so you'll be through with me for good. But I have just a few things to say before I go. I don't want to forget this. The last mayor was running for office, and something stood out in my travels was he said, "I love this city," on the back of it. And I've never heard any of you say, "I love this city," or "I love this." Maybe you have, but I've never heard it. If I was a commissioner, I'd get up every morning, and I'd say, "I love this city. I can hardly wait to get to work for it." As much as I'm being paid, and as much adulation as I get from people in the city, you should love this city. This should be your crowning thing every morning. And that's why I've always loved it. But Charlie, he did some things I didn't like, but at least he said, "I love this city." I wish we could all do that. That's my wish for you. Secondly, I found in my closet, I'm cleaning out my apartment to vacate it, some things which are really great. There's a cartoon here by Dewsbury, which I really love. It kind of entails my life. This is my best friend up in Seattle, where I'm going to stay tomorrow night. And this is Tom Potter, one of my really good friends, who I helped in his election campaign. And I brought him over to my house, or the Peace House, and we made cheese and fondue together. And I really loved that man and his wife. Finally, I've just got a few reasons why I really choose Seattle over Portland to retire, and I may end up in Montana because of my health. Right now I'm falling a lot. I fell three times this week and tore up this shoulder and elbow and the right hip. I'm just losing my balance all the time now. But the bus system is dangerous in the city. We can see people died recently on it. We need to figure out some way to make it a safer system to ride. Social Security Office, it's direct monthly payments to your bank account, or you can't get a check anymore. What kind of baloney is that? They threatened to arrest me when I protested up there. They brought the police in, and good Lord, what kind of public agency is this? Mayor, I like all of you guys. There's none of you I don't like. I would tell you if I didn't like you. You'd be the first to know. So that's the way I operate. You know, you always know where I stand. Finally, the treatment of mental health, the newspapers 4 days a week. What kind of a one-horse town has this? Finally, the lack of professional sports, no baseball or football. Again, it's the one-horse town. And the infill housing. It's getting so filled up on the east side, I can barely get to the grocery store on my walker. I have to ride around by bus, and it's a dangerous place to be. I hope I get out of here before I get run over. MLK is a terrible street. Grand are terrible streets to try and cross. Broadway is really bad. Broadway and White are really bad streets. Those are the ones I frequent. That's the ones that I may be killed on. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Safe travels.
You betcha.
Thank you, sir. Okay.